Many of China's citizens learn about U.S. politics and many other topics through the internet, but the Chinese government controls what they can access on the web. U.S. internet companies that do business in China, like Yahoo and Google, have been accused of helping Beijing to censor information. Now, Google and Yahoo are joining a global network initiative that's meant to start addressing this issue. The world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd joins me in the studio. And Clark, this global network initiative was announced today. What is it?
Well, it was described by one of the non-governmental organizations that helped create it, a coalition of the willing. And what it really is an attempt to bring together companies, academics, and non-governmental organizations who are concerned about doing business in places like China, specifically big tech companies, to give them a set of guidelines that will somehow steer them in their dealings and doing business in places like China.
So what kinds of problems have the signatories to this run into when it comes to operating around the world?
Well, I think the best example would be Yahoo. A few years ago, they turned over information to the Chinese government. The Chinese government asked for this information about a couple of Yahoo users. And at the time, Yahoo said, hey, we're simply following the laws of the land. If the Chinese government comes to us and says, you have to turn this over, we turn it over to them. Well, there were serious repercussions. Those two internet users were thrown in jail. And that had repercussions for Yahoo here in the United States. Their CEO was dragged to Capitol Hill to answer questions about their dealings in China and was even called by the late Representative Tom Lantos a moral pygmy for their business dealings there.
So what specific measures or actions does the plan announced today recommend?
Well, it's very short on specific actions and measures. It pays a lot of lip service to big principles, big ideas, freedom of expression on the internet, transparency on the part of these companies in how they're dealing with government requests from places like China.
So does this have much teeth to it? I mean, presumably the government of China won't be obliged to change its laws, and presumably this initiative won't prevent companies from doing business in places with spotty human rights records.
No. In fact, the initiative really says nothing about governments like the government of China. It's really for companies that want to do business in places like that. And although it's broad and general, I think the companies are hoping that at least when they are preparing to go in to a country with a spotty human rights record, they're armed with a set of principles that can somehow guide them in going in. You talk to the companies, and what the companies see in this is a way to fuse human rights analysis into their normal business planning. That's the way that they're talking about it.
So it's sort of just getting this on the table, and this isn't really the final answer, but they're moving to ward off any type of situation that might arise in the future.
That's right. And everybody involved in it is saying this is really just a first step. I mean, I think a lot of the criticism that's been leveled against this has been that it's too broad, that it's great for them to come out and say, yes, we support freedom of expression on the internet. But until companies like Yahoo and Google and Microsoft actually sign on to a document and can be held accountable to something like, you may not sell equipment to China that will aid in internet censorship. Until they have something like that, a lot of human rights groups are going to say that this thing doesn't have any teeth at all.
The world's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd. Thanks, Clark.
You're welcome, Katie.